In sports, on a weekend where the NFL honored at every stadium John Madden, who passed away the week before, a man who traveled the country on a bus because he didn't like to fly, but because he always liked to get out and meet and talk to people and greet people, a man who did more for the popularity of the NFL and the spreading of good news about the NFL than probably just about anybody in the history of the league. On that same weekend where that was happening in New York City, Antonio Brown provided a different view of what happens to today's athletes. He was unceremoniously released by the Bucks after the game, Bruce Arians making one comment saying that he was no longer with the team. What happened during the game is, and it's all on video, he was seen undressing on the field before storming off to the locker room in the third quarter. Quote, he's no longer a Buck, all right, that's the end of the story. Let's talk about the guys that went out there and won the game, end quote, from the head coach. Brown played just six games this season, returned in week 17 after overcoming an ankle injury. But with just minutes left in the third quarter, he strangely took off his jersey and shoulder pads and threw the rest of his gear into the stands before exiting the field. Pretty wild video. He was seen amping up the crowd at the end zone before finally leaving the field. It wasn't clear at the time what led to the outburst, according to any of the NFL analysts. They were trying to get to Brown after the game. He'll face disciplinary action, but that doesn't mean anything. Tom Brady commented on the action. It's obviously a difficult situation. I think we all want him to, and I think everybody should find, hopefully, do what they can to help him in the ways he really needs it. We all love him. We all care about him deeply. We want him to see him be at his best, and unfortunately, it won't be with our team. It's just an amazing situation. The mental stability of these young men playing this game comes into serious question here, and how the NFL treats it and understands it. I'm not giving him a pass for it. What he did was wrong, and he was let go right away. But it was so bizarre. At one time, police were called to the field to get a streaker. They didn't know it was Antonio Brown until they got on the field. And Antonio Brown had to get an Uber Lyft to leave the game. Just a wild story. Unbelievable story. Well, anyways, we'll go to other games. The Eagles, hey, they're on the verge of getting in, right? They downed Washington 20-16. The Rams went to 12-4, 20-19 over the Ravens with a big comeback win. The Buccaneers, that last-second win, Tom Brady once again putting a dagger in the heart of the Jets, 28-24. The Dolphins were clubbed by the Titans, 34-3. The Jaguars were really clubbed by the Patriots, 50-10. The Raiders beat the Colts, 23-20. The Chiefs lost to Bengals, 34-31. What an exciting game that was. The Giants lost to the Bears, 29-3. The Falcons lost to the Bills, 29-15. The 49ers over the Texans, 23-7. The Chargers over the Broncos, 34-13. The Saints defeated the Panthers, 18-10. Seahawks over the Lions, 51-29. The Cardinals got by the Cowboys, 25-22. And the Vikings were thumped by the Packers, 37-10. Tonight, it's the Browns against the Steelers. And if we go take a look at the standings, let's forget about the standings. Let's go to the playoff picture. All right, let's go to the playoff picture. Right now, here's the teams that have clinched a playoff spot. In the AFC, the Titans, the Chiefs, the Bengals, and the Bills, and the Patriots. In the hunt, the Colts, the Chargers. On the bubble, the Raiders, and the Ravens, and the Steelers. In the NFC, the Packers, Rams, Buccaneers, Cowboys, and Cardinals. and Eagles have all clinched a playoff berth. The 49ers are in the hunt, on the bubble, the Saints. So that's the way that stands. In the NBA yesterday, the Raptors clubbed the Knicks 120-105. The Celtics over the Magic 116-111. Today, taking a look at the schedule, the Nets take on the Grizzlies at 7:30. And taking a look now at the National Hockey League, yesterday the Rangers over the Lightning 4-0. The Bruins over the Red Wings 5-1. The Devils over the Capitals 4-3. Today, the Rangers take on the Oilers. Taking a look at the National Hockey League standings in the Atlantic Division, the Bruins are in fourth place. They have a total of 34 points, way behind everybody else. If you look at the division the Rangers are playing in, the Metropolitan Division, the Rangers have 46 points, 1 point behind the Hurricanes and 2 points behind first-place Capitals. The Devils have 31 points, and the Islanders just 26 points. So that is a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio. We'll see what happens with Monday Night Football tonight. We'll talk about it tomorrow.